Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Ron Paul is doing the right thing. He is standing up saying we have to energize what has become known as the Ron Paul Revolution. Tens of millions of Americans and people worldwide against the New World Order and tyranny. He's saying we have to now organize into a national force to basically pressure government and to continue to carry the torch of liberty and educate others. He's calling for a national march. And the congressman is scheduled to be joining us sometime in the first hour today, though he is traveling and on the road. So I take that to mean any time in the next 3 hours. He's scheduled to be with us in the next segment. We'll see if that happens. Meanwhile, principal electrical engineer for the World Trade Center construction is now saying that fuel and planes alone could not bring down the towers, and it looks like they were destroyed, blown up. Again, Ron Paul calls for march on Washington, D.C. Screams and tears of delight as polls show Obama set to perhaps beat Hillary Clinton in key battleground states with big delegate prizes like Maryland, Virginia, and others. It means absolutely nothing. Both candidates, as you know, are bought and paid for, but we'll be breaking that down. Great story here, great article by Lou Rockwell. Ron Paul has already won, echoing many of your thoughts, my thoughts. All of us have won. Let's be positive and not be angry at Ron Paul or his campaign for not storming the victory presidentially. Remember, we asked him to run. This is a process, and we have already won by taking action. So I'm going to be breaking that down. Is John McCain ineligible to be a U.S. president? A lot of people are calling me about this. I've done a little bit of research on it, and we'll break down the findings later. The way it looks, according to the Constitution, is no. But the Constitution also says that you can't have the president and vice president from hailing from the same state. Dick Cheney's tax return said he lived in Dallas. Bush's tax return showed he lived in Austin. Did that stop him from running, or is he president now? Is Dick Cheney vice president right now? I mean, since when does the law? That only applies to us milk cows that are milked by the wolves. That doesn't apply to the New World Order or their third world slave minions or any of their protected groups. So we'll be going over that. Also, remember, I told you there's a two-tier control grid system. They're using anti-terror as a pretext to set up prisons, secret police, checkpoints. But the bigger attack is coming in the velvet covered iron fist of the environmental movement. And understand, think in a three-dimensional format, liberals. I'm not saying there aren't environmental problems. I'm not saying there aren't good environmental groups. I'm explaining that it's hijacked, but that's not even right. It was founded by these people, by the eugenicists, and it's to control humans. Here's Mayor Bloomberg out of the New York Sun today. Mayor compares threat of global warming to terrorism. You see, he says that we're, quote, all going to die if we don't submit to this. Washington State, Oregon are set to pass laws. All these new greenhouse gas laws. Other states are moving. California's moving. It's all happening. It's all happening. Total micromanagement of our lives. Now, I know you know that. But we need to codify this into easily understood reports, and we need to get this out to the people now. When you hear neocons attack environmentalists, they attack it from, oh, they're just wackos, they're a bunch of idiots, aha, they're eating granola and wearing sandals. And so it's a joke, it's not a threat. See how they minimize it? No, it's the big corporate boardrooms and the big central banks setting up a whole new tier of taxation, regulation, and social workers that are going to mind your every action. It's the end of the family farm. It's the end of the small business. It's a whole new tax system. See, they never identify. They pose like they're against it. Then they identify it. Then the hippies all think, oh, it must be good if Limbaugh's attacking it. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, we have a really important radio broadcast lined up for you today. I will let you know we're going to have another big surprise guest next Monday. We'll start promoting that now. We gave you Willie Nelson for a full hour talking about the New World Order and how he thinks the government may set up a dictatorship or martial law. That made it in over 400 newspapers, the Associated Press, and on Fox. We have another big guest joining us next Monday. I'm just going to leave it at that. That is coming up. Now, very exciting. Ron Paul campaign is moving forward. They're defending the House seat and moving forward in the primaries. And educating the public all the way along. And what people have called for is some type of national movement to form now that goes past the election with these millions of Americans and millions of others worldwide who love liberty, who love freedom, and who, you know, want Dr. Paul to pull us through the night here. But he said, hey, I'm not going to do that. We're going to do that together. And so he has now announced a fabulous idea, a march on Washington. Let's put our money where our mouth is. People need to stop whining in the trenches and realize this is a long, hard fight. We need to understand that we drafted Ron Paul and demanded that he run. He has broken every major fundraising record. He has done things with the grassroots never before seen. Even mainline pundits admit that. We have made history together. And with us until the bottom of the hour for another 21 minutes or so is Congressman Dr. Ron Paul. Thank you for coming on, Congressman.
great to be with you again.
Let's just break it down. Where is the campaign right now? Where is it going in the future? And tell us about the march, sir.
Well, the campaign is, doing exactly what we've been doing, getting out as far as we can and getting involved. There's a lot of things pending. Some of the elections that have already occurred, they still have their caucuses and they still have to pick their delegates, and we're urging everybody to stay in there, not only to maximize our delegates, but also to watch what they're doing. You know, this is the toughest job. Raising money is one thing, getting our message out in spite of the Main Street media, but then making sure the votes are counted. So people who have been involved and know what's going on locally, they need to be engaged, and they need to stay into those caucuses and maximize our delegates, because we don't know what's going to happen. You know, with Romney out, they there for a while thought, the whole thing is over, but I haven't accepted that idea, and we have to just wait and see. Things can change, and there's been so many bad stories out about McCain and what he really believes in that already, you know, the people are backing away from him. He's not winning the primaries anymore, so there's every reason for us to stick around and keep doing that. At the same time, I mean, we have to be realistic. The media claims we have like 14 or 16 delegates. Our count puts us up between 40 or 50, and there'll be a bunch more when the dust settles. And we will continue to enter, some of these primaries as they come along. But everybody knows that in the next couple of weeks, I am going to campaign very hard to make sure that we have our base. Our base is the 14th district here in Texas. But we also have to make long-term plans. Long-term plans means that we have to show our strength. If we, and I said this in my message, this is risky business, just like it was risky putting it on the internet how much money we're going to raise on a certain day. Others tried that and they didn't raise any money and they were embarrassed and they had to take it off. But it will always encourage our people. So if we have, which I plan to have, you know, a rally or a demonstration or a march on Washington, you know, if a couple thousand shows up, pretty embarrassing. So it is risky, but if we have a grand showing, it just means that mainstream media will have a much more difficult time ignoring us, and this would encourage everybody to keep the momentum going.
We put a report out Saturday at PrisonPlanet.com, Congressman Paul, where we laid out the four different options, and the fourth one, we basically stated what you just stated. You know, from your letter, we basically laid out the fact that it was a shrewd thing that you were doing, focusing still on the presidential campaign, but also to the mothership, your base in Texas. And we made the point that some horrible scandal could come out on McCain. There's already more than a dozen out there. He's being swift voted by the very same veterans group that went after Kerry. And so who knows what's going to happen to McCain? And so by staying in the race, regardless of how many delegates we really have, we know there's chicanery there, that this buys us time to keep growing the movement, to keep educating people, and just puts us in a better position. Same reason that Mr. Huckabee isn't dropping out. Can you elaborate more on the strategy and why you chose the strategy that you put forward Friday?
Well, my argument has always been, if volunteers keep coming in and the money keeps coming in, I have my name out there. I mean, to walk away now, you know, would be wrong. And we've had 11 people offer themselves. They've been in the debates. They've been on the stage. We're done at three. So people who argue will just fade away. Of course, those are mostly the people in the media who would like that to happen. But, there's obviously some shortcomings, because it would be great to have a lot more delegates signed up. But at the same time, compared to what? Compared to where we were a year ago, I would say that we have rallied a lot of troops. And I have said it so many times that the numbers out there were far greater. And you know yourself that I was very reluctant to do this, believing that there hadn't been enough changes, not enough groundwork, not enough philosophic understanding. But so I have been impressed with that, and that's why it's important to continue this momentum.
Simply put, and I'd like you to elaborate on my take, we have built the base. People now in the popular vernacular, it's now North American Union, inflation tax, the fact that both parties are pro-war and there's not a dime's worth of difference. all of these issues now are openly being discussed, and big Republican pundits are admitting that your campaign, at the bare minimum, has exposed the fact that the Republican Party, with its current leadership, is completely bankrupt, and there's nothing Republican or conservative about them. This is a massive sea change, and revolutions don't happen overnight. I mean, many people could never have imagined that it would have gotten as big as it got.
And, you know, and there are two articles now, Doug Weed and also Newsmax have come out, and their spin on it is we've won. You know, it's never going to be the same again. You know, the country won't be the same. The Republican Party won't be the same because what has been started here. So this is to me, very encouraging. But it really does, you know, I just feel like I've taken a risk, and maybe we'll get some feedback on this today and tomorrow about what kind of numbers we might get in Washington. But just think how many people are sick and tired of the IRS, and they don't want another tax in its place. How many people are sick of the Federal Reserve System and understand it? You know, and I've said on your program before that the loudest applause right now, or essentially other than the war, has been the Federal Reserve System. This, to me, is so impressive that a lot of young people have been educated, you know, on college campuses, that they're screaming out against the Federal Reserve System. And with the dollar going to the dogs, and with this war continuing, and McCain saying we should stay for 100 years, it really is a great opportunity for us to keep the momentum going.
On the McCain front, I interviewed Vietnam Veterans Head just last week, and he said that they're throwing everything they can behind defeating McCain. He is also the head of the big motorcycle veterans group, Rolling Thunder, that's gotten as many as 600,000 motorcycles in D.C. I think that if you tie this in, which you've even said that you're staying in also to go after McCain, that if you tie it in and reach out to Rolling Thunder, I think there's a good chance that we could get Rolling Thunder there as well.
Wouldn't that be something to have them come and join? And they have, on a small way, I think I had a rally. Some of them showed up in Texas a couple times. But if it was a national thing, you know, you can't ever tell what this might turn into. If it's big, it's going to be pretty hard to ignore us.
This is in its embryonic phase right now. But as you say in your message, we've only got a few months now until the primary is locked up, so we need to go ahead and set a date. When are we going to see a date? I mean, is the campaign going to set that date, and how long until we get that date?
Well, it's going to be soon. I talked to somebody this morning. Matter of fact, I'm on my way back to D.C. probably this evening. I am going to be driving by certain areas in D.C. that are available. And right now in my mind, I'm thinking Memorial Day weekend or 4th of July weekend, depending on the space and the time and whether people think we need until, you know, the extra 6 weeks to wait till the 4th of July. But, you know, it would be pretty neat if you could do something on the 4th of July. That really might be a great time to do it.
I think that's the time to do it, just from a gut level. And I think having more time, having a month and a half extra, I totally agree. So you're going to go to D.C., you're going to drive around, and we should hear in the next few days, Congressman?
Hopefully I can make that decision because I had somebody visiting down there on the technique on how you reserve these places and how you do it in a proper manner. Probably wouldn't have, you know, it's more difficult and more complex to do marches through the city. You know, that's more difficult. I'm thinking of just having a grand rally. You know, that would be a little easier to manage. So, These are the thoughts right now. I take a little risk revealing that much until they're solidified, but your listeners might be interested. But I am interested in finding out. Your response was very positive. I'm hoping the response from others will be the same.
Oh, people want to physically, you know, be part of the movement. They want to see that it's going to continue on, and I keep trying to explain to the minority out there, but it is a large minority that is upset, that this is a process. I mean, you have been in and out of Congress. You've had victories. You've had defeats. That's what life is all about. But if we don't get out on the field, in the arena, we're never going to save this country, never save this society.
Now, and I think that's probably what persuaded me to do something a year ago. I kept thinking that we needed more time. Time is moving quickly when you look at the deterioration of our foreign policy and our commitments overseas that we can't afford. But to me, I keep looking back and harping on the dollar. When the dollar value goes down, that means there's a vote against confidence.
Congressman, stay right there. Stay right there.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Final segment with Congressman Paul. We're going to get Jesse Benton on later in the day. He's addressing a city council right now to talk more about the rally that will probably be set for July 4th or a date around there. We have Congressman Paul with us right now. He's going to stay in the race, continue to get delegates, continue to educate the people. Other points that need to be made. We see the economy worsening. We see these cables being cut. More talk of attacking Iran now from Israel. Can you speak about the economy and the situation with the war?
Well, you know, people now are saying, and I remember when Tim Russert brought this up in the debate, he says, well, now that the polls are showing that people are interested in the economy and the foreign policy is not as important. Of course, I, you know, tried to explain to him that how can you separate the two? I mean, it's the spending overseas that causes the economy goes down. When you spend $1 trillion overseas maintaining an empire, the country has to get poorer. This is historic. Everybody knows it works that way. And we had a tremendous decade, a terrible decade in the 1970s when we were paying for Johnson's war and his guns and butter program of the 60s. And we've done the same thing, I think, only that much worse. So we're facing major, major changes here in the economy, and the people know that their standard of living is going down. So that really invites us to explain our monetary policy, how inflation is so destructive to the middle class. That's what we're witnessing, and that's why we're getting a lot more attention on the economy than we did before.
And the longer you stay in the campaign, as you said, in the next few months, who knows what's going to develop? Who knows what's going to happen with McCain or the economy or any of it? Shifting gears into your congressional race, we need to keep you in Congress. They've been running unbelievable attack ads and big money against you. I don't want to mention him by name, but he treacherously said he supported you in the past, wasn't going to run against you. That's on record. What's the strategy? What do you need from Texans that are listening to defeat this individual?
Of course, the people anywhere near, and just like in all campaigns, it's a little bit more confusing for us because we have two campaigns, but we also need the money to campaign, you know, in the 14th district and the people near there to vote and get out and do the volunteer work. And things are going pretty well. I mean, we were getting a little weaker there because he was hitting us pretty hard. But now that we're concentrating on it, we have to prove ourselves in the 14th district. So we have several jobs at one time. We have the education job, the long-term projects, the presidential campaign, as well as maintaining credibility here in our district. But I think it's going to work. A year ago, he was praising me and then and promised me he would never run against me. But all of a sudden, it's changed. So that is the important issue just for credibility. And we're actually using one of his quotes on our literature to show that what he really thinks and then why did he change his mind, because nobody ever accuses me either of flip-flopping or that I have violated the Constitution. So when they oppose what I do, they have to challenge the Constitution.
And just to be clear for listeners, you're keeping the presidential money is separate for the presidential run, and you're now trying to raise money to defend your congressional seat.
That is correct, and is the way it's going to be, because not only is that the reason they sent the money to the presidential campaign, but legally that's the way it has to be. I can't start spending money from one campaign in the other.
Absolutely. Now, getting in to a third-party run, you said you're not going to do it. Why are you closing the door on that? Because would they be able to throw you out of the Republican Party, and then you'd probably lose the House seat, or you just don't see that as viable?
Well, I don't think it's viable, and I don't think I have the I think there's so much bias against us to do that. But when you're still in a Republican primary, in two primaries, to get reelected as a Republican as a congressman, and also, you know, to be in the presidential race, to start talking about, you know, you're going to be something else, you know, it just doesn't seem very smart. But the truth is, personally, I cannot see how that can happen. Just because of the need for, you know, to be a Ross Perot or a Bloomberg to have $1 billion to compete and go out there and do it. So it just doesn't seem practical for me.
We've only got 1 minute left. Fire out the congressional website for donations, Congressman. And then I'd like to ask you briefly, any other ideas to take all these meetup groups and these huge grassroots organizations and try to make them permanent to work with the Liberty Committee to direct our energies against the Federal Reserve and others into the future? This is an army.
Yeah, it is, and we have to keep together. And the best way to get to my website for any of my websites is go to ronpaul.net. RonPaul.net, and it'll go to any website, but it will be the Congress reelect website that you can connect to, because that's pretty important right now.
So we're going to be hearing other ideas, not just the march on Washington. We're going to be hearing other ideas to keep this army together and growing.
Absolutely. It's crucial. I mean, for us to have had this organization come together spontaneously, and just begging and pleading to make a change in this country and change our direction, we got to pursue it.
Congressman, thank you so much. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you again.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
Welcome back.
What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end.
The real treasures in this life,
and you could have
our family, is blood,
my
friends, old friends, friends living,
I will live,
friends long gone. But in this materialistic society, there are many people that would sell their soul for the trinkets and symbols of power and success.
They wonder why they're so miserable.
I wear this crown of thorns.
All the junk will never make you happy.
On my liar's chair.
Only standing up for decency and honor and beauty and innocence and for peace will fulfill you.
Beneath the stains of time.
All right, I want to tell a little story about something that happened yesterday. Then we're going to go to Vincent, John, Skip, Frank, Leo, and others. I have so much news today. So much news. It's just amazing. So many different stories and things that I want to go over. Jesse Benton's going to join us coming up in about an hour. He's, of course, the media head for the Ron Paul campaign to talk more about strategies to keep the movement going. That's what I wanted to see. We're seeing it. Movement, fight from the campaign, aggressive action. And, it looks like he's not going to win, but we've won because we got the word out. We stood up. We fought. It's like the Founding Fathers. It's like George Washington losing battle after battle after battle after battle after battle after battle after battle. It's more than 20 battles before they finally won one at Trenton. And then they lost a bunch more and then won some. But it was the given fight. It was the willingness to keep standing up and moving forward and never surrendering. That is the key. I see a lot of cynical people in our movement, people that attack Paul, attack others. The congressman is only one vehicle in this fight, a very strong mechanism, and we need to use it. But we need to not just all throw fits now and run off, back into our houses to our computers and, start surfing cartoons or whatever. We need to stay focused on fighting the New World Order and be positive and know that we're seeing an awakening bigger than anything we've ever seen before. Now is the time to push and fight because we don't have a choice. The New World Order is not going away. They're not going to stop coming after us. They're not going to stop pushing their agenda, their control grid. They're not going to let up. We can't let up. And what this fight has shown us is that we can have a big effect and that we're not going to stop. I ran into these two ladies yesterday. Well, they came by the office, and I do not encourage that because I don't have time to talk to you, and I'm just working all the time when I'm here. But I did talk to them. They were really nice, and they came in with their Bibles, and they both said that they separately, that they're friends, that they separately opened up their Bibles. And I wasn't rolling my eyes at this, but, you take it with somewhat of a grain of salt. To the prayer of Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles 20:15-23. Verse 15, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And it goes into standing up against overwhelming odds. And then I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting, nice ladies. I talked to them about 5 minutes. It was my birthday yesterday. The staff had gotten me some, the crew had gotten me some, a cake, and gave them some cake, and they left, and then I went back to all the stuff I had to do. And then I was at a gas station getting gas, and this old Hispanic man walked up to me while I was getting gas and said, Alex, I know you get bummed out sometimes, but you got to remember that it's our job to stand up and fight, but God does the rest. And that you just got to trust in God and let God work through you. And I'm thinking, man, that's weird. That's the second time I've heard that today. These ladies were saying that they'd simultaneously gone to this passage separately and then called each other. They were friends. And I'm thinking, man, this is weird. And then my TV show ended, and there was this older black man standing at the end of the hall as I'm leaving the TV studio. And he says, hi, Alex. And he just seemed, he had a really nice spirit about him, really friendly. And he said, listen, I was watching your show. You really, seem upset. You're really stressed. And I really was angry. But in a controlled rage last night, it was pretty powerful, I'm told, by people that watched it on a local TV show. And he said, listen, I just felt moved to come down here and tell you that you've got to let God work through you. You got to turn loose and let God work through you. You can't
take it all on your shoulders, and that's what I do. I get very upset. I get sick of covering all the evil. I get tired of even having to watch videos of police tasering people when they're held down or strip searching women, and, you know, male guards. I mean, I don't even like covering it. It's upsetting. It's not like, oh, goody, I get to bash the cops again. It's like, oh, no. And he just said, you got to be like a prize fighter. You got to be loose. You got to be relaxed. You got to realize you're doing the best you can. Turn it over to God. Keep fighting. And I said, that's amazing. Three separate individuals, well, four total, but three separate events yesterday with people coming up to me saying the same thing. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. And I have to tell you, starting out Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I was more depressed than I've probably been in 10, 15, 20 years. I'm not somebody who gets depressed, folks. You know, I'm not a manic depressive where I'm up and then I'm down. I'm just up all the time. And I get mad, I get angry, but I just was really upset the last 3 days, very upset. I mean, just, you know, literally felt like I had 1,000,000 pounds sitting on top of me. I'm just so disgusted with the New World Order. I don't even have I still have some of it, but I don't have the old hatred of them I had before. Now it's just disgust, and I'm just sick of them, and I'm tired of their arrogance and how they enjoy petty power and all the controlling bad things they do and how they just get away with it and how obvious it is, and that the general public, a bunch of giggling zombies, laugh and call me, send me emails, message boards. It's all real funny to them, and people giggling saying, yeah, you're a nut. I can't wait till we put you in camps. I can't wait till somebody kills you. You know, you just get tired of that. Because you're just trying to help people. You're just trying to reach out to them. And, you know, to have them have that spirit of evil, not even evil most of the time, it's just of a silliness. It's like a junior high snickering. And it's not funny. This is not funny, what's going on. This stuff's real and it's happening. And I've researched so much of it, the more I learn, it's just staggering how evil the New World Order is and the things they do, and they revel in that. That's their strength. They're very proud of how ruthless they are. And I was very, very upset because I feel cornered. I mean, I know that all this stuff's going to come to pass. They're not going to stop. It's going to get really nasty. I then worry about my family. I look at my children, and I get upset. I'm like, my God, why do we have to have a bunch of social engineer scientists who are inbred and on power trips and super smart and super evil running everything? Why do they do this? Why can't they just stop? And why doesn't, you know, more people stand up and fight it or realize it or see it for what it is? And it's hard for me to appreciate any accomplishments we make, making films, getting big guests on, waking people up. You know, I just got really pessimistic and in a nasty mood. And all of that lifted. Got a little better when those ladies were here. Got a lot better when that old Hispanic man walked up to me. And it was like in a movie, like they were, especially with the old Hispanic man, the old black guy, it's like they were angels or something. They just, especially those two, they just walk right up and say, I just want to tell you something. And then they said the same thing. And I'm not saying they were literally angels, folks. It was just, it took a big weight off me. I just thank God for that because it is torture. When people call in, they say, have you seen this footage of them strip searching this woman? And I was embarrassed to say, no. I mean, it's my job to watch this stuff and read about it and know about it. And I just said, was honest with the caller. I said, I haven't watched it. Okay, fine, I'll watch it. And then we played it here on air. And then I got mad. I'm sick of getting mad. I'm sick of watching what these people do. I'm tired of it. And I know a lot of you aren't religious. You see the corrupt churches and the corrupt religions and all these groups, and it makes you turn away from it. But there is more out there than meets the eye. You need to know that. And there are no atheists in foxholes, as they say. And I've had things happen in my life that I don't talk about on air. You know, amazing things. You know, I've had dreams of things that have come true many times, dreams I've told people about and they come true. I've had, you know, a lot of other things happen. There is more than meets the eye. I mean, come on, we're a planet hurtling through space at what is it, 20-something thousand miles an hour, around a huge sun, out on the edge of a galaxy, and we can look with our telescopes out and count hundreds of billions, the computers can, galaxies. I mean, we're just in a sea of light and life and mystery and majesty. It's just magic. And so stop. Number one, Madison Avenue makes you feel inadequate. Makes men feel inadequate. Makes men feel like they're not manly unless they watch football or act tough. It makes women feel like they're not beautiful. It turns men into these greedy, hateful, petty ne'er-do-wells and turns women into irritable, griping, you know, individuals. And it really starts there. Madison Avenue knows how to give you false needs, make you feel inadequate so they can then sell you junk. And so what they sold you is, you know, you're not safe. Al-Qaeda's going to get you. You're not safe. The earth is going to die. Give us a tax. While they fund the terrorists and while they really do destroy the environment. And then give you solutions to it that have nothing to even do with it. So we start beating the New World Order by not being as cynical, not being as pessimistic, not being as hateful. And I'm talking to myself here. I'm not preaching at you. You know, when I get up here and say, we should do this, we should do that, we should have this attitude, we should... I'm saying that to myself as well. People say, well, you're not perfect. Absolutely, I'm not. But call it prophetic, call it whatever you want. It's something I shared with you because it happened. And it really lifted a weight off of me. Because at the end of the day, the New World Order will be punished. They punish themselves in the way they live. The universe will punish them. The laws of nature will punish them. And we'll be punished right along with them. We're headed into very serious times. There's no way to get around that, my friends. Okay, I said I was going to take your calls. Let's go ahead and take a bunch of them. Vincent in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I want to say that I'm an Iraq war veteran. I spent the entire year of 2006 in Iraq, and I'm asking every Ron Paul supporter in Texas, every Ron Paul meetup group to show up to my event next Wednesday, February 20th. On February 20th, we're going to go down to Killeen, Texas, and we're going to sign wave at the gates of Fort Hood. We need to show up in mass numbers. 10,000 soldiers in the 1st Cavalry Division just returned from Iraq 2 weeks ago, making Fort Hood 25,000 strong. We need to go down there and show these troops that we support the troops and we want to bring them home. And that Ron Paul supports the troops, and he wants to bring them home. We need to show up in mass numbers. For more, if you want to know more details on this, go to Austin Ron Paul Meetup .com. Go to the February 20th calendar and check on the event on that day. It's called Ron Paul Meetup Groups Descend on Fort Hood.
And by the way, everybody around the country should go to the meetup groups and other places and see what other groups are doing and continue to stay in the fight and intensify what we're doing. What was your tour in Iraq like?
It was all of 06. I spent all of it in the green zone. Every day I did missions outside in the red zone. I personally pulled security on the Saddam trial. I've escorted...
I've met you. You gave me some photos, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a great guy.
I'm asking all of Texas to show up to this next... Take that day off. I'm asking all of Texas to show up to this next Wednesday. Need your support. And also, we need to go down there and support and promote the Killeen rally on the 23rd. Ron Paul will be in Killeen on the 23rd to support the troops rally and welcome home rally.
That's great, Vincent. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you again. Great guy. John in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is John.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on air now.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Al, I just want to thank you very much for your service. You do a great job, and we definitely need you. Just a couple of things. I know you just talked about not having a hard time keeping up with what the police are doing, but there's one really aggravating situation where a police sheriff, a woman, actually takes the handles of a wheelchair and dumps a quadriplegic out on the floor in the middle of the police station, and they laugh at him.
Oh, that happened to one of my friends. He was a manager at Home Depot, and the cop pulled him over, and he said, and the cop's well-known individual who, well, let's just say he's got really big muscles for some reason, fatty, large, blubbery muscles, and goes into rages. and that's been in the news, the problem they have. And he pulls him over with his wife, and he says, "What are these?" And he says, "These are my hand controls." And he says, "Get out." And he says, "Okay, my wife's got to get the wheelchair out." And he said, "Get out." And he said, "Okay." And he didn't get quick enough, and he pulled him out and slammed him on the ground and jumped on him and took him to jail. But you're saying there's a video of him dumping a quadriplegic out and laughing?
It's not on YouTube. It is on a news station. I have the URL, and it's too long to give, so I can...
Well, listen, if you just give me the headline, that's how you find things. People always call in with long URLs, just teaching you a trick. It's the headline you need, not the URL. What's the headline?
You know what? I don't even have it up right now, and it would take me a minute to do it. So
you know what? We need to see this. We need to see things like this.
I'll email the URL to... offline, I'll get your email to Aaron, and it's almost as disturbing as that woman said was.
And why did they dump the quadriplegic out? Just to satisfy?
Nobody knows. He had been picked up for some kind of a traffic violation.
Just to probably satisfy demonic pleasure. The demons need it. Stay there. I want to hear more about it when we get back. I'm Alex Jones.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Here's a headline out of WKRG News. We type police. Pull man in a wheelchair, throw man in a wheelchair, about hundreds of links. But the police chief wants him fired. Chicago's new police superintendent gets his way, and it's they beat him up, a guy in a wheelchair, and throw him out on the ground, but there's no video here. Oh, yeah, there's video right here. There's video right next to it. I found so many. You don't remember the headline, or do you have a chance to find it during the break, John?
It comes. It's on Tampa Bay Channel 10. It's on their website.
It's on Tampa Bay Channel 10, and what's the headline?
Update. Deputy suspended after dumping man from wheelchair.
Okay, deputy suspended. And we do this on air because it's a good educational, teach people how to use search engines. Deputy suspended. Keep talking.
Deputy suspended after dumping man from wheelchair.
After dumping. Usually that'll be enough. Okay, deputy suspended after dumping. And there it is, Tampa Bay News 10. And we'll watch it and play it for people.
It is very, very disturbing. One other thing I want
to... Oh, my God, there it is. They just... It's a big, big celebration about it. It's just
funny.
Hold
on, it's a good time. It's a great time.
Well, you just don't like police. How dare you?
Oh, I love the police. I do whatever I can to help them, and they help me. Last thing I would do ever is call the police. I've dealt with them for a few times over things, and I'll tell you what, the very last thing you want to do if you're in trouble is call the police. Nice thing about Colorado is we have carry law here, and so you can take care of yourself. I was actually almost knifed one day by a guy, and I just lifted and showed him my nice .45, and the guy took off. But I ended up with five cop cars pulling up and handcuffing me for about an hour, even though I had a permit.
Well, I mean, there are some good police forces that have more good cops than others, but by and large, the training is to make them evil and abusive and to dehumanize us in their eyes for martial law, and it is accelerating and getting worse and worse.
One real quick point I want to make. This is going to go back to the religious leaders that are talking to their congregations. I actually know Ted Haggard from the New Life Church, have known him for years, knew him when he started his church and only had three people and built one of the largest churches in the country.
That's the guy that gets the massages?
Well, let me just put it this way. I know him very, 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 very well. He actually had a lot of control over a lot of other ministers because of how he moved up in the ranks and what he has done. He's only about a mile away from Dobson's place. And he's actually out doing hands-on ministry work, Ted was. I had heard before any of this came down that Ted was approached to make some comments and to kind of help his the ministers that were under him and his organization, which was worldwide, and was approached about talking to them about this subject. And right after, he declined to do it completely because that's not the type of person he is.
And so they used the dirt they had on him for what he does sexually.
Well, the guy that was the dirt actually has been at the Bohemian Grove. So you can take it from there. I know some of the inside information because I've known Ted ever since he started the church, and he is just not that type of person, but they have.
So, bottom line, you're saying that, and he's the guy that got caught basically with the gay prostitute or whatever.
And the meth. They talked about meth.
Yeah. So what you're I don't want to put words in your mouth. You're saying he basically wouldn't go along with martial law, and so they set him up with what they already knew on him.
All I can say is he was approached and was asked or told to do what they wanted him to do.
Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.